This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Governor Polis and his partner have tested positive for COVID-19. Polis had already been self-quarantining after he was recently exposed to a person who had coronavirus. The governor says he and his partner are in good spirits and asymptomatic, and they'll continue to isolate at home. A special legislative session that starts at the state capitol tomorrow is still planned to move forward, with most lawmakers attending in person. And Colorado's restaurants are set to be a major focus of the stimulus package planned by state lawmakers during the session. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
Starting Monday, lawmakers will consider forgiving up to $2,000 per month in state sales taxes for restaurants. The bill would cover taxes due for November through February. Another proposal would open up about $50 million in grants for small businesses that are affected by capacity limits, like restaurants. The money is part of a larger state plan to protect the economy, since Congress has so far failed to pass a second major stimulus package. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
And the Denver Broncos are without a quarterback today. Literally, all of the Broncos' quarterbacks have been ruled out for today's home game against New Orleans due to COVID-19 exposure. Backup quarterback Jeff Driscoll recently tested positive for the coronavirus, and the other QBs, including regular starter Drew Locke, were in close contact with him. Wide receiver Kendall Hinton is expected to play quarterback today. You're listening to CPR News.